Your parents threw you out, and then you went to live in your car.
Yes.
Times were hard.
He calls me up. He goes, I have no place to go, and I felt sorry for him.
But after making himself at home...
Here he's taking hour-long showers. Okay, he's smoking in my house. Okay, he's playing loud music all night long.
He made it hard for her.
He goes, well, I'm going to be a squatter in your house, and I'm not going to leave, and I'm not going to do anything.
Mr. Pastore, this is not going to be easy.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Michael Pastore is suing his former landlord, Diane Stemmler, for the return of property, an illegal eviction, and harassment.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 222 on the calendar, the matter of Pastore versus Stemmler.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. The party's been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Pastore, when were you going through a divorce?
Just separated right now.
When did you separate from your wife?
6 years ago.
The same wife that you say I'm just separated now from?
Yeah, well, 6 years ago we had problems and we just started separating just not too long ago.
Mr. Pastore, this is not going to be easy. I know you think
I see it.
It's not going to be easy. In April of this year, I want to know the address where you were living.
Eileen Court.
With whom?
That's my old address, my old house.
Does your wife live there?
Yes.
Is that where you were living in April?
Oh, no.
Where were you living in April?
Parents' house.
Where?
In Lake Ronkonkoma.
And you were living there because, listen, it's not going to be easy. You were living there because you and your wife separated and you moved out of Eileen Court?
Yes.
From Eileen Court, you moved in with your parents in Lake Ronkonkoma?
Ronkonkoma, yes.
What are your parents' names?
Amy and James.
Okay. And you were living there?
Yes.
Did they throw you out?
No.
Why were you living in your car?
That was after...
After the...
This whole situation?
No, it was before. I want to know where you were living on... May 24th of this year.
Prior to moving into Diane's.
Where were you living on May 24th? I'm looking at your complaint. You set the date. I want you to tell me where you were living on May 24th.
May 24th, the day before, I was living in my car.
And May 23rd, where were you living?
In my car.
And May 22nd, where were you living?
In my car.
So, did your parents sell their house?
No.
Did your parents ask you to leave their house?
Basically, yes, we had a...
So you went from Eileen's house to your parents' house?
Yes.
And your parents threw you out? And then you went to live in your car?
Yes.
And how did you know the defendant?
Through my friend, Rich.
Through this person?
Yes.
How did you know this person?
He's my nephew, my sister-in-law's son.
How do you know him? Stand. How do you know him?
You want me to stand here?
Yes, how do you...
I know him. He's actually my business partner.
What kind of business are you in with this business partner?
Just a landscaping business, Your Honor.
Does Mr. Pastore have any problems that I don't know about?
Not that I'm familiar with,
Why
Your
would
Honor.
You think, if he's your business partner, why would you think his parents threw him out and told him to live in his car?
They weren't getting along. They just had family issues at home. Basic problems in the household.
I don't understand what basic problems mean.
Maybe like slight arguments around the household about different things. And
sit.
Yes, Your Honor.
So through your nephew, that's how you met him?
Well, we were in Walmart shopping, and I happened to run into my nephew, and that's how I met Mr. Pastore over there. And we were talking...
In Walmart?
Yes, we were in Walmart shopping, and I saw Richie, and he introduced me to Michael. We started talking, and I told him, he says, oh, is your basement still... Because I guess he was still having problems with his parents. So he asked me if there's anybody in my basement. I says, no, but it needs painting.
How did he know you had a basement?
Oh, he knows my house. He's been in my house.
He's been in your house with your nephew?
My nephew, no. My nephew's been in my house. He knows my house.
Oh, your nephew asked you.
Yes, if there's anybody in my basement or anything like that, because he knows my husband is deceased or whatever, and he asked me about, you know, that he, I guess his friend needed a place to stay.
So your nephew asked you, is the basement still available?
Yes.
Mr. Pastore had never been in your basement.
No. No, not at that time.
Okay, go ahead.
So he came to me, and I needed work. I said, no, I'm not really interested in renting my apartment now, but if he wants, come take a look, and maybe we can work something out. So he wanted to come to my house. He saw my house. They both, I said, I need painting done. I need ceiling tiles done. And he wanted to come and rent my house at $600. I said, nobody rents my house at $600. Sorry, no, that's not happening.
Just a second.
Yes.
Do you live in your house?
Oh, yes. That's just the basement of my house, which is my den, or it's a part of my house. Mm-hmm.
Is it finished?
It needs work, but yes, it's finished. There's a sink, and it's finished, yes.
Does it have a bathroom?
Yes, yes, yes.
So what arrangements did you make with him?
I didn't at that time. Okay. They came to the house. They said, absolutely not. He cannot live here for $600. I said, if you wanted to come, maybe $1,200, but I would not take $600. Absolutely not. No way, no how. And then he goes, I said, the least I would take is $1,000. I said, if you really needed someplace, I said, but no. So he just proceeded to leave. He goes, I'll let you know about doing some work or some painting or whatever.
Okay. No, you went over that very fast.
Okay.
So you needed some work in the house.
Yes. Yes.
Painting, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so he came to my house maybe two times prior to after that, and he came knocking on my door, and he was sitting outside in the truck, and my son saw him, and he wanted to know if I would rent out my house for him for $600. That's all he could afford. I said, absolutely not. No one's coming to my house for $600. I said, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So then he left, and then he came back again. I said, absolutely not.
In what period of time did he go and come back?
It was months. It was long periods of time.
Months?
Yes, it was long periods of time, so it wasn't right away. And then he
called. Did you know where he was living?
I had no idea. So one day, I'm on my way going to Bible study, on my way, because every Wednesday, that's where I go, so I know it was a Wednesday. And he calls me up. He goes, I've been living in my car for 3 days. I have no place to go. And I felt sorry for him. My heart went out to him. And as the Christian woman, I said, I want to help him out. So I said, okay, you can come into my house. You're not renting. I made that very clear. He was only going to come and stay for a short period of time to help him out. And in the interim, he was going to do painting, yard work, and all like that, because he was telling me he has no money, and if he was going to give me money, okay, that he has no money to eat. So the next day, I felt bad for him. I gave him my coffee maker so he can make coffee. I had given him food I put because he wasn't there, and I gave him stew, and I put food down there for him because I felt bad for him.
Did he ever give you any money?
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
How
he gave me $200 towards living expenses, but that was never rent.
$200
towards living expenses.
He gave you $200
yes.
When? Don't tell me what it wasn't. He gave you $200 when?
That day that he came.
And when you wanted to put him out, did you tell the police that he wasn't a tenant?
Yes, I most certainly did.
Did the police, careful with your answer, did the police ask you if he ever paid you any money?
Yes, they did, and I was very afraid.
Just a second.
Yes.
Did you tell the police that he gave you $200 when he moved in?
No, I did not.
And then that was because it wasn't working out with him, probably for the same reason his parents threw him out. Probably for the same reason the lady at Eileen Court said, I don't want to live here anymore. He says that you have some personal property of his. What personal property, if any, do you have of his?
Okay, I have a vacuum.
Vacuum.
Toilet paper and baby wipes.
Where's his mattress?
A mattress. It was a blow-up mattress. And it's a blow-up mattress that you plug in. Okay, and when he came to my house and he plugged this blow-up mattress in, because he told me he was living in his car, he said, oh, I can't wait to sleep in my bed. He told me that day, I'm like, oh my goodness, he's this guy's a character. As he plugged in the mattress, he goes, you know how many times I've gotten a new one? I get these for free because he keeps returning them. He breaks them and then he turns them back to the store.
Do you have his blow-up mattress?
No, I do not. We unplugged it, deflated it, and rolled it up very neatly. I put his stuff out very gingerly, and
okay.
I covered it up with a tarp.
What other stuff? She has your vacuum. I'm looking at your papers here, your sworn complaint. A complete set of tools. Do you have those?
No, Your Honor. That was carried out by me and my son. We carried out his stuff.
Did you carry out his tools?
Yeah, I carried out his tools. I put it on the tarp. I basically carried out all the heavy stuff and put it on the tarp.
Underneath
what cart?
The tarp. We covered it up with the tarp.
We had a tarp we covered his stuff with.
And he came to pick it up. He acknowledges he came to pick it up with the exception of the vacuum. And your son's change jar.
Yes.
Change jar.
Yes.
How old is your son?
8.
What was his change jar doing in your house?
Because it goes with me. I fill up the jar with change.
You said you had a brand new mattress. Do you have the receipt for the brand new mattress that she says you have a receipt for?
I don't have a receipt.
The answer is no, you don't have a receipt for the brand new mattress.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why do you think your aunt put his stuff out?
I'm not sure.
Did you ask her?
No, Your Honor.
You called me up on the phone.
Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Just a second. That's what I asked you.
Right.
I said, did you speak to your aunt? So the answer is yes.
And later today...
In August, my father asked if he could borrow my AR-15. What is that?
A rifle.
It's an assault rifle.
What do you need with an assault rifle?
It's not necessarily an assault rifle. It's...
Necessarily is an interesting word.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Pastore says, former landlord Diane Stemmler illegally evicted him and kept his property. Diane is countersuing for harassment.
Okay, you're going to give your nephew his vacuum?
Yes.
His toilet paper?
Yes.
And his baby wipes?
Yes.
What else?
The change jar is missing?
Forget it.
Okay.
What else?
The wicker chair?
You have a wicker chair that...
He never came to get it. That was out, and he proceeded to break that. When he came to my house, he was in a rage, and my son saw him. He started taking his stuff and throwing, trashing everything around.
What else?
The tool bag.
What else?
The mattress, the vacuum, the chair.
Very good.
And the tool bag.
Are you still talking to your aunt?
Yes.
Good. You go pick up the vacuum. Give it to your friend. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. You have a counterclaim for harassment.
Yes. He came to my house, banging on my door. He was stalking me, sitting in front of my house.
You better tell him to stop. Do you understand?
Yes,
Your Honor. If he's doing it, you better tell him to stop.
Yes, Your Honor. I don't believe it's true, but yes.
I wouldn't say that. Your aunt did you a favor, right?
She
took it. Yeah. Your aunt did you a favor. Otherwise, she was living a peaceful life in her house.
Yes, Your Honor. My aunt had stopped over at my mother's house and was talking to my mother, saying that she's having a rough time at home with some finances, as well as yard work and different things. So I figured he was in a jam as well, and maybe I can link them together to help each other.
You mean you didn't find some of his behavior odd?
No, Your Honor. He always does right by me, Your Honor. And I trusted him with my family as well.
Just a second. Why do you think your aunt put his stuff out?
I'm not sure.
Did you ask her?
No, I
didn't. Did you ask your mother?
Yes, you did ask me. He called me up on the phone.
And?
And he asked me what happened, and I told him exactly what happened.
Is that right?
Yes, I did talk to her.
Just a second. That's what I asked you.
Right.
I said, did you speak to your aunt? So the answer is yes.
Yes, but we didn't...
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
And now I want you to tell me what she said to you in the conversation.
She said to me...
Look at my eyes.
Yes, Your Honor.
What did she say?
She said to me, why is Mike home on a Sunday and not doing chores around the house, that was the reason why she was throwing him out, because he wasn't doing chores. I said, well, throughout the week, on one of his days off in the middle of the week, he would most likely do something around the house for her. But on a Sunday, every woman likes to relax on a Sunday.
Is that what you told your aunt?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is that what you said to her, or is that what you thought in your brain?
No, that's what I said to her, Your Honor.
Is that what you told...
Part of what he said to me.
Go ahead.
What I had said to him was, because he says, well, how come you put him out? I said, I put him out because here he's taking hour-long showers, okay, he's smoking in my house, and then when I asked him if he could please leave as soon as he can, because he was playing loud music all night long, and I said, could you please leave as...
Did you tell that to your nephew?
Yes, I did.
Did she tell that to you?
I most certainly did.
Just a second. Not say something. Did she tell that to you?
The TV was on too loud, yes.
Not the TV. He was playing loud music.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Yes, it is true.
Well, maybe it came from the TV. Maybe it came from a radio. I don't know where it came from. Sometimes you play music on the TV. It does everything now. It could even shower you. Go ahead.
So I told him that's the reason why. Asked him if he could please leave just as quick as he came, I had texted him, then he called me back. He goes, well, I'm going to be a squatter in your house, and I'm not going to leave, and I'm not going to do anything. I said, oh, my God, that's when I got fearful. I said, Nikki, let's go. And I grabbed his stuff, and I put his stuff out, and then I put a lock on the door.
Vacuum! Arranged from your to pick up his vacuum from your aunt. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
We're done. Thank
what
you.
What about the counterclaim, Your Honor?
I just finished it.
Okay.
I think this is unfair.
Well... That's your thought.
You didn't even give me a chance to talk.
Parties are excused, and I step out.
The Christian woman in me wanted to help him out, and he didn't do right by me.
She's insane. I had to deal with the chanting upstairs, 2 a.m, with the chamborees.
Here I was trying to help this man out, and he took full advantage of me.
I know in the beginning I was a little rough, but that's not me. TV and everything.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gaffield versus Gaffield Sr. Step forward.
Jesse Gaffield is suing his father, Richard Gaffield Sr., for the return of his guns.
Mr. Gaffield, this is your dad.
Yes.
And it is your claim that you gave him 2 guns so that his girlfriend could use the guns as collateral for a loan that she needed.
At first, I didn't know that the guns were actually for the collateral. He asked to borrow the...
I asked him why. I'm just telling you what you said.
Oh, okay,
here.
Yeah.
In August, my father asked if he could borrow my AR-15. What is that?
It's a rifle.
Just a...
It's an assault rifle.
And a 9mm handgun. What do you need with an assault rifle?
It's not necessarily an assault rifle. It's...
Necessarily is an interesting word.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you lied to him?
At that time, I knew that I was going to use them for collateral for a short-term loan, but it turned out that wasn't what was going on.
Well, what was going on?
She gave them to somebody she owed $1,800 for drugs on, and the guns disappeared.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jesse Gaffield says his father, Richard Gaffield Sr., borrowed his AR-15 and 9mm handgun and won't return them.
Okay, what do you need with an assault rifle?
It's for, I guess, target shooting for fun. I'm a fan of guns, I guess you could say, so it's just something that I've always liked.
Okay, where did you buy it?
I bought them both at two different gun shops. I have receipts for them paid. If you would like them,
when
I can give them to
you. I will in a second.
Okay.
You bought them recently?
Yes.
And he says you asked him why, and he said his girlfriend at the time needed collateral for a short-term loan. That's what you say in your complaint.
Right. That's just like a brief summary. I did find out that it was for a collateral for a debt. At first, I did not, and then he explained it to me. So then I was like, okay, collateral. But when I first gave them to him, I did not realize what they were for. He just asked to borrow them.
He asked to borrow them for what he said you ultimately gathered was for a collateral for a loan that his girlfriend needed.
Right.
And when did you find that out? What date?
I'm not exactly sure the exact date.
Well, maybe he knows.
It was like August 13th or 14th, something like that.
Did you tell him why you needed the guns at the time you took possession of them?
Yes, but I told him I was going to use them for protection because I was going into an area that I didn't feel comfortable walking without anything.
So you lied to him?
Yes.
Why?
Otherwise, he wouldn't have given it to me, I didn't think.
Well, what did you need them for?
At that time, I knew that I was going to use them for collateral for a short-term loan. I was supposed to be getting $160, and then we were going to get the guns back. But it turned out that wasn't what was going on, so...
Well, what was going on?
She took the guns and gave them to somebody she owed $1,800 for drugs on, and the guns disappeared.
This is your ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
And she gave them to somebody, this assault rifle and 9mm.
Yes.
Your girlfriend's name is?
Vanessa.
Vanessa what? Where does she live?
That I don't know, Your Honor.
What state?
Illinois.
What city?
Kankakee.
And she had owed drug dealers cash, and she paid off that debt with these two guns.
Well, I don't think she paid it off because she was still trying to get money out of me and my ex-wife after she got the guns.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. A family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, may I see the receipts for the guns, please?
Yes. I have the originals and I have a copy.
I'd like to see the originals.
Originals? Okay.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Gaffield?
I am a stalker.
What is one Anderson Lower Kit?
I actually have a picture of it. It's the picture of the AR-15. If you'd like to see that, I have it on my phone.
Well, I'm trying to see how much you paid for it. $650?
Yes, $650.
And the other one you paid?
I believe it was $409 and some change.
$1059.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Gaffield Sr., you took possession of these guns under false pretenses.
Yes.
And the false pretenses were that you needed them for your own protection. You have a defense. You want to tell me what your defense is?
I loaned Jesse $500 for the down payment on a van he bought on the 25th of April, and we agreed that in lieu of that $500, he would give me the guns.
That's not true, Your Honor.
So.
When did you have that agreement with him?
It was after all this came about.
You mean after you finally told him the truth?
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't count. 1059, judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
What is our excuse? We step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
A romantic relocation goes south.
She decided to pack up, including my dog.
He was trying to make me have sex with him to get my stuff back, and my father witnessed this.
Judge Judy.
I did take the guns under false pretenses.
I'm not too happy about that.
I'm hoping we find the guns.
I just hope we can get them off the streets and make sure that they are not used in any crimes.
I guess it turned out the way it should have.
Hopefully we can work things out and get back to the way we were.